are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. This is Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday in the same place and loving it. LA is amazing today. Sun is going down, but not so. But in my studio, sun will be bright forever because I have, like always, guests. Sometimes I love them, but today I love them, love them, love them. And why? We'll find out why. First, because one of this big star that I have here with me, he's Polish, but I think he's like singer of the world, you know, but still he has Polish roots and amazing voice, and just released his album in USA, and we'll be listening to his song. We listened one song last week, but you know what? I think the show need to start from high because I have three people. Hello, Wendy. Could you a little bit say hi to us?
Hello, Ilona. Hello, everybody.
Okay, hi, Wendy. And Wendy, we'll talk a little bit who is Wendy, because I think she's one of those angels that every artist needs. You know, she's one of those, and when she just feels the talent, she takes over and just tries to help and take this big, 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 of course, talent far, far, far when it comes to Mr. Mietek Szcześniak. She is doing this for Mietek, with Mietek. Hello, Mietek.
This is my name. Hi, Ilona.
Oh my gosh, your voice. Everybody. Can you say again? Hi, Ilona. Tell me that.
Hi.
Why, hi. This is Mietek Szcześniak. We'll be focusing more on him, on his little, on his bio, and of course, what he's doing in America right now. He will tell us all about that. And we have one more guest, and he's a little surprised for me, but I cannot wait to find out who is this guest number three.
You know what? My name is Rene Garcia.
Rene Garcia. Who is Rene Garcia?
My name is Rene Garcia. I'm a comedian. Here in America.
I really
Hola, America.
Hola, America. I think you're funny, and I think... Oh, okay. We have a big surprise. We have phone call from El Salvador right now, and I will be answering for 3 minutes, and then we'll come back to Mietek. Okay. Hello, El Salvador.
Hello, Ilona. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Brenda, I love you because you are one of those persons who... I know for many, many years, and we are talking today about angels. Angels who are just sometimes helping stars like Mietek Szcześniak, who is with us in the studio right now, and he's just releasing his own CD in America. But you are a different type of angel. You are saving children's life. And Brenda, people heard a lot of things about you. Brenda Small, she's a president of Gift of Life LA chapter. And Brenda, you are right now in El Salvador, and I know you are saving children's life right now there. And I know we are shy, and you are a very sweet person. You say, no, I'm not doing that. Doctors are doing this. But without you, oh my gosh, a lot of children will not be on this earth. Then, Brenda, what are you doing in El Salvador?
Well, we have a medical mission going on this week here, and it's actually very, very cool because we have doctors and nurses from all over the world here this week. We've got them coming from Denmark, from London, England, from Toronto, Canada. We have some from Monterrey, Mexico,
wow.
And also from Boston in the United States, which happens to be the number one pediatric cardiac program in the U.S., and their nurses for the intensive care unit are here with us this week. So we have a world-class team operating on kids and training our Salvadoran team here this week. So it's really great.
Oh, Brenda, how many sweet little not well patients you have that I know that after today or next day, probably they will be for the rest of their lives healthy and they can live life like normal people. How many children they will be operated on?
Our goal this week is to operate on 10, but things went very, very well today, and we actually finished surgeries quite early, so we're going to do, instead of 2 scheduled tomorrow, we're adding another child, and so we may actually exceed our goal of 10 this week. We'll see how the week goes as we go along. Things can always happen, but our goal is 10, and hopefully we'll do a little bit more than that.
And this is so easy to say, okay, we are operating on 10 children, but I want people who listen to our show to understand that to make this happen, Brenda and Gift of Life is raising money, and we all, please, please, please try to find this organization, and Brenda will tell us how to maybe give any money, some money, because $1,000 will save one child's life. And again, children who have heart problems in America, they are covered by our medical system, but outside of the small worlds and poor people's countries, these children are just dying or suffocating. That, you know, Brenda, where and how we can find you, and if anybody or somebody wants to help, somebody wants to understand the seriousness of all these things that you do, and all doctors, all these doctors that you mentioned are just right now, Salvatore is working on the 10 children's hearts, how we can find you, how we can send some money, how we can help.
Okay, well, the first thing that everybody should do is go on to Gift of Life International Facebook page and like our page, because we are posting daily from here, so you can actually see what's going on, you know, firsthand, because we're posting several times a day. So that's a perfect place to go if you want to kind of see what we're doing. And if you would like to help out and help a child, whether it's here or in one of the other countries we work in, log on to giftoflifeinternational.org. Is our website, and you can click donate there, or you can log on to also giftoflifela.org, and there's a donate button on our page, and you can make a donation that way. And like you said, every little bit counts. It really costs about $1,000 here for us to save a life, which is really nothing, and it costs us about $500 a year to feed a family who is living in very impoverished conditions and needs extra nutritional assistance after their child's been operated.
So, and Brenda, really, you know, yeah, you say $1,000 again. I need to repeat this, because $1,000 in America, operation like that costs hundreds of thousand dollars. But in these small poor countries, $1,000 will save one child's life. And I know I wrote you text, but you were very probably busy. But our beautiful, beautiful supporters of Accent On, they already talked to me. They want from forever. They would love to donate, you know, vitamins and whatever they can do to help. And when you will be back in LA, and I will make an appointment, and you all can talk how we can do something like this to the children who need you know, this type of help.
Great.
Yeah, I know. I'm so very excited, and I didn't need to even push forever people. You know, we'll be playing the commercial soon, but yes, they said they want to help. They always try to find something, and children is what they also care about the most, and we made some good connection already there. Brenda, when you'll be back in LA?
Next week.
Next week. Then next month
I'll be here all week, so okay. I'll be back in LA next week.
Then we'll schedule some appointment, Accent On with you, because we want to know, you know, how many children really will feel good, what we can do. Maybe we'll find some easiest way for people to find us again and again and again. We'll play commercials, we'll do all what is necessary. Maybe we'll find some great artists who would like to maybe perform once, you know, in the future with when we do our shows. You never know what life will bring, but we love you. Thank you for calling from El Salvador. This is Brenda Small from Brenda.
Thank you very much, Alona.
Then
so gift watch us on Facebook, and you can see what we're doing every day.
I love you. Then Gift of Life, Brenda Small is the president of Los Angeles chapter. And thank you so much, and we'll be having you in the studio soon, I hope. Okay, good luck to all babies, and say hi to doctors, and thank you for what they do. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm getting 2 thumbs up from my guest. You know, if you know me more, little Mietek Szcześniak is a wonderful gentleman. We have a lot of in common, and he doesn't even know that yet. And of course, Wendy Waldman, you know, this is a really important issue for me. I'm for years trying to, you know, just just get some money for this organization. And I think we are doing very good, but I cannot compare myself to Brenda Small. She's just amazing. She works so hard. But yeah, when I put shows together, sometimes we are making $100,000 in 2 months. Two hours of show. For me, for what I do and from talents that sometimes I'm bringing to the shows is amazing. But again, Brenda is doing much, much, much better job. And I know everything is for reason in life. Then we are coming back to my star and another big star. I don't even know who is bigger and better star in this situation.
Brenda is the biggest one.
Right, Brenda's smallest.
Brenda is the biggest star, that's for sure. Okay, I will start from Wendy. Wendy, you are an angel because all artists need somebody like you. I swear to God, everybody knows I'm singer, so everybody knows my story here, I think. But having Mietek with us, Mietek voice, we listened last week, we'll be playing same song hopefully one more time today, plus maybe another one. You know, you need to tell us, how did you find Mietek?
Well, I'm an artist also, and a songwriter, and I was blessed to, or cursed, I went to Warsaw in January of 2007 on a songwriting exchange program. It was just, you know, a few American writers going to work with a few Polish artists, and it sounded like a good thing to do, and I was the last American to arrive, and Mietek was the last Pole to arrive. Everybody else had already been paired off. That's how these writing exchanges go. You say, oh, okay, you're going to work with this person, you're going to work with that one. And we were the last two because we were late. And the very first night I was in Warsaw, we went to the studio, and I heard him sing. And I felt like I felt like my life changed. I've worked with many great artists. I've worked with Linda Ronstadt, with all kinds of wonderful people, and a few of them are great, great singers. And the moment I heard this guy sing, I thought to myself, I can't believe I'm in a room with the, you know, and I was laughing to myself and thinking, you know, I paid to hear Pavarotti, I paid to hear Aretha Franklin, but I've never actually had one of those guys like in the room to work with me and to write songs. And I decided then and there.
That's the marriage made in heaven without being married.
I'm going to work with this guy.
Wow. Wendy, yeah, this is what I'm saying. Life is so beautiful. I just love life because, you know, especially in the music world, this magic can happen anytime, but sometimes whole life will not. And one day, you know, your life changed so much because of the voice of Mietek and probably his personality and star quality and you being in the right time for Mietek in the right place. And also for you, I know he's inspiration for you too.
Oh, absolutely.
But you mentioned so little bit about yourself. You know, you're a Grammy winner songwriter. You know, you are writing for big, big, big people and you are working with them and you made a lot of success for yourself. And now you are just letting your time also passing by into hands of the gentleman, which he so peacefully is sitting, not talking yet, but we'll be talking to him in a second. Then again, you are an angel for every artist. I know we call this like, no, you are not a manager. You are an angel.
I'm a record producer I'm his music partner and I'm very blessed. I'm really blessed. You know, for me at this point in my life, I've been in the business for 40 years. And to have an opportunity to work with someone like that, I wasn't going to pass it up.
Yes. Okay. Now, Mietek, no time. You need to talk to us. Your English is perfect when you sing. You are amazing, amazing. You are. And look at me. My English is not so, so good. You know, I speak funky English. Everybody just doesn't care anymore. They like me for that. I think that's what makes America a beautiful country, that we have so many people with different accents and they are welcomed in America. And you know what? What is the coolest place? That people like me, who accent is so important in my life, I cannot get rid of this accent, I can make a radio show of it and just make people loving accent on. Thank you, LA Talk Radio, for having me here. Okay, Mietek, you just tell us, you met Wendy, did you believe that she would be the one who would be changing your life for many, many years, or maybe forever?
You know, this is a special situation. When at first, I have to say that excuse me, my English is not so great, but I'm more intelligent in Polish, really. Believe me or not.
I think, let us, you know, think about it. I think you are perfectly fine. Obvious, my intelligence and my language seems like really off too, but you know what? Yeah. I'm doing fine, you are doing great.
You are great. You are really great. Thank you for invitation. And I have to say that it's not so often that you have a possibility to meet, especially in your middle age, someone who just the same traveler is, means who wants to, who has the same goal in music, in sensitivity, in philosophy of living. So this is just a happiness. And I think that there's a kind of destiny, or how to say
I
that.
Like just because, the destiny, you know. World. Mietek, we spoke already, we talked like 10 minutes, and we are talking how special you are. I think we have right now the best moment to play your song, I think number 5 from the CD, and it's called, do you remember the title of the... Now, okay, let's see. I have your CD, and called Illusions.
No. If you want, this is maybe not. Wendy, what do you think?
Angel. I thought you said you wanted.
No angel. Okay, no angel.
We're talking about angel.
She is an angel. Let's play this
let's
song.
Play
but
no angel.
Yes, this is a 6 number on the CD. We'll be talking about CD. Okay, let's play.
There must be something good.
Mr. Mietek, you are really shocking me right now. We have another sound. Okay, let's play. Completely different style, Mietek. Every song is different on this album?
So yes, of course.
It's alright. Every day is just another fight. So long, no doubt. Can't remember what we fight about. Yeah. Everybody and soul.
Okay, maybe we'll play a little bit another one because I have my one that I really, really want to play. And obvious, LA Talk Radio is only 50 minutes, accent on. And because I want to really play Never Be the Same song. But wow, what did you do, man? You know, every song is in a little bit different style, but goes back to little gospel, goes a little bit to really soul music and a little bit of country, a little bit of Wendy. Mm. How does this work? You both are writing, co-writing together. This is a really, really unusual album. Okay, you tell us where this idea came from.
It's a very organic record.
Yes.
We wrote an album together, and we put together a brilliant team of American and Polish musicians. The great Paweł Zarecki, Marcin Pospiszalski in Poland. Piotr Kominek was one of our co-producers. The late, great Kenny Edwards in Los Angeles, Scott Babcock, who is still our drummer to this day, Deborah Holland, Sydney Bullens, Aaron Sterling, Brent Rowan, the great guitarist from Nashville. We put together a fantastic team.
Did Mietek was a part of sessions, or he was in Poland and you both were talking Skype and back and forth? Or how does this work?
Nah, he never answers me when I call him. We commute. I did 15 trips to Poland and he did about 15 trips to the States.
When did you start writing?
We started writing. The first song was January 7th, 2007 at night. And the last song was actually a duet version of Save the Best for Last,
of course,
which I wrote
big
with Phil
hit.
Galston and John Lynn, that we did with Basha.
Basha, Czesielska?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
We did that in the late summer of 2011.
Okay.
So we worked 5 years.
That's what is, I call this a journey, because that is something that obviously develop in many different ways and styles, and obviously when you write and 15 times back and forth between both of you and continents, this must really be exciting. Mietek, if you look for this 14 tracks, we have 14 tracks, which one you think for you is the stamped, the most important one?
You know, this is hard to say just because we wrote some like...
Okay, give me
30 songs.
Oh,
and
you chose 14.
Our children, you know. You can't reject any children, child. Yeah?
Thank you, Daddy.
So
I know Daddy who rejected one of his child, but I'm not talking personal life right
me.
Now.
but look at that. Wendy knows about it, and I appreciate in her thinking mm-hmm. about my record and my work that... I all my life I was fascinated by American history of music at all, and it is our mine small tribute to American culture, you know.
You know what? I will say this is a tribute to world music, what you did, Wendy. That's absolutely. I know we are very sweet and Polish people are very talented, but outside of that, we always think that, you know, we need to bow into somebody else's greatness. But I think in this situation, and the greatness is together. This is really two continents working together, and your sound of your voice and your, you know, soulful voice could be born here for sure. And you are probably very surprised why you were born in Poland with voice like that. And he's like, what's happened? Is your mommy or daddy singers? Are they singing?
No, but every three of generation, every three generation of people I knew, and I know, they love to sing, to play different instruments and stuff like that. They are not musicians, but they could be.
Okay, yeah, we like to sing. You know that I won a very big festival, Opole Festival, and I think next year you won also. Then, you know, we don't know each other well, but obviously when I was in Poland and singing, you were the one, the bright one, the special one, the very, very, very worldly one. Already, you know, everybody, singers like us, we were watching you saying, wow, this guy is special. He is like more outside than inside, you know. And I'm so happy that you found your place in America also. And I know you are right now... you are releasing your album right now, yes? This is on the 10th?
When? Finally, it's just come out. It's on CD Baby. It'll be on iTunes. It's available at my store at wendywaldman.com. And I think what's important is that I believed from the moment I heard Mietek that he is a world-class talent.
Absolutely.
And that for some very important reason, you know, that it's important for Americans to hear this guy sing. And it's also a way of uplifting the brilliant Polish musicians with whom I got to work. But this, you know, Poland is such a new country still.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of us in the West don't know how deep and how brilliant a lot of the talent is there. I was really lucky to hook up with Mietek and to meet his co-producers, his writers, his musicians.
Wow.
And I think, you know, we've been trying very hard. It's been a long, hard road just to get the record out here, and now we're going to try for Europe as well, because we think that, and I hate to embarrass Mietek, but we think he's one of the greatest singers living, and we really want to help people see that. I mean, Poland knows that. They know that he's a national treasure. But, we got some great singers out there. We've got Bocelli, we've got Groban, we've got all kinds of marvelous singers, and we feel strongly in our whole family, you know, of musicians and producers and managers, that Mietek
is special.
It deserves to be up there, and he brings something new because the values of Polish musicianship
are
phenomenal.
You speak to my heart also, and I'm so thankful for all these beautiful words. I think I have something interesting for you, Wendy. My daughter, Natasha, she's a singer also, and she's 19 years old, and she's studying USC music business right now. Mm-hmm. And of course, she's composing, da-da-da-da. But she chose international music part, and she chose Poland. She will be right now having a big, big work and speaking, you know, in front of the people with, I think, Vice President of Universal or past Vice President of Universal, who is teaching her the subject. And I know she's right now doing a lot of wonderful research. And I think you can speak both worlds. Then if you want to speak on USC and just talk about how Americans found, you know, this market attractive, she will be having also people live calling from Skype to the USC.
Oh,
and
it's great.
You know, it's just very unusual way, but you are right. Poland has many treasures that and the ethics, and we are really good people and
it's
very talented.
It's coming into its own. I mean, you know, when we did a lot of television in Poland the last few years, people always ask me on TV, why have there not been great Polish stars and in the West? And I always say two reasons. Number one, it's a brand new country, and you haven't needed to. And number two, you're wrong. We've, of course, Poland's great export, Polish jazz.
Yes.
And we also
and
have
classes,
a number
classes,
number
classes.
Of brilliant Polish film composers living here. And then there was that guy, Chopin.
Oh.
You know, so we're lucky to be the first for Mietek to really, you know, he's becoming a working musician in Los Angeles. He's singing in films. He's singing with me. He's singing with my colleagues. He's here to work.
Yes.
And people will discover, we did a wonderful concert the other night. He's just, you know,
And I know tomorrow I will be seeing you and listening to you too on a Polish Film Festival, and it's 14th one. And we had Władek Juszkiewicz, the president of this festival, last week, and we played also your song. We'll be playing your song closer to end of the show. And again, thank you. And if you allowed me, I would love to pitch a little bit myself, which people know this. Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to make a difference in dance genre, you know, and pop dance. I call this style Rocktronica, and I'm pretty successful. They call me Underground Diva because nobody really knows me in a way, but I charge on the billboard and charge really funky stuff under Ilona Europa.
That's
and
cool.
I got just last month lucky, you know, I'm top 100. My song is top 100, the most played songs right now, and I'm above sometimes all this great, you know, Katy Perry and Cher and Madonna plus Selena Gomez and funky song like that is charting, and I'm one of the 100 indies, is one Ilona Europa indie, because I don't even know who I am, but I do my things. Then you don't be a tech. Hey, if you want to go electronica, rocktronica or something, I think I know some people who can get you there. I'm joking, because I know probably will never happen, but easy come, easy go. Today I'm number 27, sorry, from the 10th I fell down, but people know and they ask me where you are right now. iDanceMusic.fm. Yeah, yes, 100 the most played songs in America when it comes to dance and electronica. And Ilona Europa, easy come, easy go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway, is it gone, is it gone?
Thank you, Josh Harris, for this great produced track. Thank you, Club Jumpers. Josh Harris, he's a great producer for Madonna, Cher, Killers, Alanis Morissette. And yes, we just produced a whole album called Rocktronica. And I'm very proud of it, too. But coming back to Mietek. Mietek, how long you are staying in L.A.?
Tenth, I'm going back to Warsaw, just because I have my plans. I'm jumping to work.
What plans do you have? Better plans than staying in Los Angeles and really make people know you. Okay, on the 10th, this month?
Yes.
When you'll be back? Because now you need to tell me, in February, you really, of course, will be in contact, because you never know what will be in February. It may be something that we are producing, we are organizing, maybe we could do something together, or just, you know, have good concerts. I know you are probably very busy organizing your life. Poland, what you will be doing in Poland?
I'm just jumping in a rehearsal and the concert with symphonic orchestra.
Oh, come on. Repeat there. One more time slowly. He says symphonic orchestra for people to hear one more
time. That's right.
You tell us one more time. You are jumping to Poland on the 10th because you need to rehearse a concert with symphonic orchestra. Okay.
I love it.
I know you do, and I love this too. I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of him, Wendy. When are you going to Poland, Wendy?
I'm going on the 3rd of November, actually.
I'm going
to go over for just about 10 days to spend some time with Mietek, and then to go down to Bielsko-Biała.
Bielsko-Biała for Philharmonia. I sang with. Are you singing in theater in Bielsko-Biała?
I'm going to record.
Oh, come on. What you'll be recording in
Bielsko-Biała? I'm going to go down there and work with Marcin Pospisalski.
Marcin Pospisalski.
Piotr Kominek.
Yes. Yeah. And what you'll be recording there?
I'm actually going to put Marcin on my album. I do an album every 10
years,
whether the world needs it or not. And I really love working with Pospisalski. He's one of the great musicians I've ever met, and I've met some great ones.
And so, he was studying a music academy, I think, with me. We both were finishing the same music academy. Wow.
But we also have started to do some new recordings with Mietek and H.B. Barnum and Life Choir. So while I'm over there, I may do some work on that one, too.
And you said this magic world, you know, the choir. And I really, really need to play this song because I was crying and I hate you, Mietek. I was crying when I was listening to the song. It's a beautiful. I don't know if this is your single. I don't know what is your single. I had no time yet to listen to all 14 tracks. And I'm sorry, but obviously I will with my daughter because we talked today about you.
Pick a single. We don't have one.
Yeah. Okay, no, but I need to be honest and listen to 14 of them. And for sure, I will tell you and Mietek which one I think. And my daughter, you know, she thinks, in her way, she's 19, she will know different things that I feel, or maybe the same, because you know it, a hit is a hit. Sometimes, you know, you can have 14 songs, but the right one just comes along right away, and we all know which one is. Mietek, I know we'll be finishing Accent On with your song. I have for a little bit moment some caller. Hello.
Hello, it's Richard.
Yeah, I know, Richard. I said we have some caller. I know you'll be calling. Although I'm really, really angry because last week, you know, I thought you are here, but I just messed up something. But you are calling today and you'll be in the studio soon. Please. Hello, mister. Tell us what's new in the sports world.
Yes, Alana. So much going on in the world of sports. And I thought, why not bring a Los Angeles theme to all of your listeners, as obviously, despite being a worldwide phenomenon, you are based out of L.A., and I know you have a ton of L.A. listeners. So how do you feel about going around the world of sports in L.A.?
Okay, start telling us what's happening in USC.
All right, so we have USC obviously on the radar, but here's the biggest thing going on right now. Los Angeles, despite having a world champion in hockey, a big football town in college, we are a baseball town more than anything right now, as the Dodgers are set to start Game 4 of the National League Division Series against the Atlanta Braves tonight. Baseball is the biggest thing going on in Los Angeles, and specifically at Chavez Ravine Dodger Stadium, as Clayton Kershaw, the phenomenon at pitcher, is out there on the mound tonight. Folks, if you're a sports fan and you live in Los Angeles, you have to be following the Dodgers right now. This is, for the first time since 1988, when they won their last World Series, this is the closest that a team has come in Los Angeles to having a legitimate chance of winning it all. Our best pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, who I just talked about, on the mound tonight versus a struggling Atlanta Braves team. The Dodgers put 13 runs on the board last night when they played in Game 3. Game 4 tonight, we expect a lot of the same and some great pitching from young Clayton Kershaw. Alona, baseball really is at the forefront of everything. Are you a big baseball fan?
No, I want the gossips, you know. That's all what I want. I want to know who divorced whom, why the girls look like that, and why this guy from USC got fired. But on the other hand, whatever you say, probably people will care about, and I'll let
well,
you talk.
You're right, and I know you love that gossip, so let's get into it. We'll talk about the Dodgers in the future. By the time I come on your show next, hopefully
yes.
we're talking about the Dodgers in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But Lane Kiffin, former head coach of the University of Southern California Trojans football team. It's not every day that a college football coach loses his job in the middle of the season. And how about this, Alona? I know that you love that juicy gossip.
Yes.
So how about we talk about how it all went down this time around? Let's take a step back. Last week on Saturday night, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, Lane Kiffin and his team take the field in Arizona State and just embarrass themselves. They give up 53 points, the most ever by a USC Trojan squad, and athletic director Pat Hayden is not happy about it. Pressure from the USC fans, and take it from myself, a season ticket holder for all the USC games. The fans have been chanting for USC's Lane Kiffin to be fired for months now. They get their wish, and guess what? Here's the juicy part, Alona.
Okay.
He's fired on the tarmac, the runway at LAX.
Oh,
after they get back in LA.
Cruel.
He spends 40 minutes with the athletic director begging for his job, and we all know in life there's nothing more pitiful than the guy that just can't take no for an answer. Lane Kiffin out, interim coach Edge Ogeron, who's the offensive line coach, is in. I'll tell you, I don't know if Lane Kiffin will ever be a head coach in football again.
Aww.
This is his third coaching gig now that he didn't last longer than 2 years. He is out at USC, and maybe as they take the field this Thursday against Arizona, back at the Coliseum on campus USC, we'll see if they can finally get things back on track.
Okay, we are not sorry for him because I know he made a lot of money, and I'm sorry for USC and bummer for him, but still I think it was cruel to fire somebody in front of so many people. I don't like that. But on another hand, you know, life goes on, and probably today he's under, and then 5 years from now he'll be coaching maybe some young and other people, and I wish him the best. We all wish people the best. I love you. I know I have very important guests. I need to play this one song that makes me cry, and I love me.
No.
And I saw that my guest Wendy Williams, Wendy Weldman, she really knows something about sport, and I'm hoping she will be my guest soon, and I will devote a whole show to her artistry because she's an amazing singer-songwriter, and maybe you'll be there too because seems like she likes something. Do you care about sport?
Absolutely.
Alona,
thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it. It was great to talk to you about
Thank
sport.
You, mister. You are the bestest. Bye-bye. Okay, let's cry together before we have 5 more minutes. Mietek, I love you dearly. I'm so happy that I met you in America instead of Poland, even when I knew you then somehow, somewhere, because of your songs. I am so, so happy, Wendy, again, that you took care of this beautiful, beautiful, talented man, gorgeous man with amazing voice, the most soulful voice that I even heard in America. You're right, his depth of his voice in this song also shines, is a different Mietek, because I sometimes smell that this 14 tracks, everyone will show some another side of Mr. Mietek, Mieczysław Szcześniak.
What do you think, Wendy?
Yes.
You are a producer.
Yes.
Come on.
Then, again, our show, radio show, will be available for downloads, I think, at night already on LA Talk Radio Accent On, forever, also on iTunes, forever, also on Stitcher, forever. Every information about Michael. Gosh, you American, can you call you Michael? No, you're Mietek.
We've what been is teaching Mietek? Our audiences. The new album is simply called Mietek.
Mietek. Everybody repeats
called,
who hears
yeah,
us.
Right. Mietek. Signs
is
the name of the album, and it's available online now, and it's got a beautiful picture of him, a colored picture. It's also available at my website, wendywaldman.com. And the thing I wanted to tell you is that the album is, he's like a diamond, and each little face each facet, you know, 14 little facets, 14 different sides.
Yeah.
And this one that you particularly love his side with the great H.B. Barnum, leader of Life
Bigger
Choir.
Bigger than Life.
Bigger than Life, great arranger, producer, Aretha Franklin's choir director, our mentor, and his wonderful choir, Life Choir.
Mr. Mietek Szcześniak, we are so proud of you. I know in February we'll be back. You'll be back in a studio if you wish. We'll be playing more songs, and I think you become our... this is a premiere, I think, on the radio. And I had a lot of premieres, but you know, this one is very close to my heart. Okay, Mieczysław Szcześniak.
This is a duet. This is duet with Wendy, and actually the first song we wrote together.
That's right.
Gosh, I think this will be your single. Good luck with everything.
Thanks,
and good luck flying to Poland. Say hi to Poland. Wendy, you'll be my guest soon, hopefully.
Thank you.
Never be the same. Mietek Szcześniak. Mietek.
If you want to go, wait. If you want to know, wait. Oh, it seems so long. Can you keep holding on?
So much you want to see, wait. So much you want to be, you've got to wait.
You could run and never look back, but you know there's more than that.
Thank you so much. And I hope Axenal will come back on Monday. And right now, word from our supporters. Good night.
Axenal with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents words from our supporter. We all dream to live forever, to be healthy, wealthy, and beautiful. Forever Living Aloe Vera Products promises to change your life with evolving line of skincare, cosmetics, weight management products, and aloe vera drinks. Aloe Vera, a miracle plant, is not only the inspiration but the foundation behind Forever Living products for the past 35 years. To purchase our products or to join our team, go to aloeglobalbuzz.com or contact us at facebook.com/aloeglobalbuzz. Let us help you open up your eyes and mind and show you how Forever Living products can help you create a better, healthier, and happier you. Call Yelena at 818-292-4252 for more information.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.